Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'll tell you what, yesterday was kind of an interesting day for me. I had kind of a normal day. I had a great guest on the radio show, spent a little time getting to know him and really got to understand what he was doing in his life to change his life by investing in real estate and by using that real estate to develop a thing called personal wealth. You see, he was buying assets, and with those assets, he was making money five different ways. Well, except for the properties that were invested. Well, he was invested in multifamily. Let's just be very clear there also. He's actually making money six different ways. And, you know, to be honest with you, I had a really good time with Marty yesterday. And it really kind of opened my eyes to the possibilities that are out there. And hopefully it opened your eyes to the possibilities too. Well, as the day went on, there was a little thing that happened last night called the vice presidential debate. Now, some of you watched it. Some of you could care less about it. And I get that. I totally get that. But what I found very interesting during that debate was the fact that at one point during the discussion, we'll call it a discussion. It really wasn't a debate. It really was more of a, I don't even know how to describe it, but not a debate like I'm used to, but I digress. One of the things that Senator Harris brought up was a concern with regards to President Trump not releasing his tax records. And she made a big deal about that. As a matter of fact, she went on to quote a New York Times article that was published last week. I believe it was on the 27th of September, where the New York Times specifically stated that Donald Trump had only paid $750 in personal federal income taxes in 2016 and 2017. And that article went on to say this. It said he had paid nothing in 11 of the 18 previous years. Yeah. Now it gets even more interesting because the article went on to say this. It said that President Trump claimed a total of $1.4 billion in losses from his core businesses for 2008 and 2009, and get this, collected a whopping $72.9 million tax refund for the 2010 tax year. Yeah. Now, some of you, after hearing that, you might be getting a little upset. You might be feeling like, you know what, the president, he's gaming us. He's gaming the system. And be honest with you, I don't think that's true. I really don't think that's true. You think, because I think what the president has done is the president has taken advantage of existing tax law that allows him to do certain things with his assets, with his investments, that allows him to be the beneficiary of some pretty good incentives that are offered by the IRS, which, by the way, Congress writes and recommends and votes on, and then the president ultimately signs. But, you know, Donald Trump has only been the president since 2016, and a lot of these tax laws that are out there have been in existence for a great period of time. Some of them, like the 1031 exchange law, that thing goes back well over 90 years. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because I think there's a huge misconception out there with regards to what the IRS allows us as real estate investors to do, which, by the way, is all designed to cause us to make certain investments which have a trickling effect onto the economy. I know I'm taking a really deep dive here, and I apologize for that. But I think it's important that we bring to light some of these things that are out there, because these are things that are available to people like you and I. You know, I take advantage of the same tax code provisions that Donald Trump does. I own real estate. I invest in real estate. I take advantage of the fact that I have income streams produced by that real estate, and I have expenses associated with that real estate. And when I subtract the expenses from the income, I essentially have a net operating income. But then also, I properly leverage my property. What I mean by leverage is I put debt on the properties. And by putting debt on the property, what it allows me to do is to keep my capital outlays to as much of a minimum as possible, which thereby translates into a better return on my investment when I make those investments. And then the IRS allows me to take advantage of something called depreciation. And depreciation is the ability for me, and you too, by the way, to look at those residual gains that we make, that passive income that we pull off of the real estate. And we're allowed to take depreciation. In other words, the IRS says that that property is going to wear out over time, and we're allowed to take write-offs based on that depreciation, which lowers our ordinary tax rates. I think that's what the president's been doing. I think that's what members of Congress do. I think that's what smart real estate investors do. And we come back from the break, I've got an article I want to get into that's going to blow your mind.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So what we're going to talk about today are some of the benefits of being a real estate investor. And there's an article that was published just a couple days ago. It was written by a lady by the name of Beth Mattson Teague. Hopefully I got her last name correct. And it was published in National Real Estate Investor. And in that article, she goes on to say this. She says that New York Times article that I mentioned in the last segment, you know, the one that said that, you know, Trump only paid $750 in personal federal income taxes in 2016 and 2017 and nothing in 11 of the 18 previous years. And of course, went on to say that he claimed a total of $1.4 billion in losses from his core businesses for 2008 and 2009 and collected a $72.9 million refund for the 2010 tax year. I mean, she cites that article and she says, you know what? It's just another chapter in the ongoing saga of President Trump's personal tax returns, which, by the way, He has chosen not to release to the public, as most political candidates have done in recent decades. I mean, that's what she states in the article. The New York Times piece amplified the earlier reporting it had done in 2019, where in that particular article, it alleged that President Trump had reported $1.17 billion in losses from the period of 1985 through 1994. And Beth goes on to say this, as with those findings, the new revelations have put the tax benefits of commercial real estate ownership firmly in the spotlight. Yeah. You know, you kind of have to step back for a moment, and you have to take a look at what these candidates are doing in their own personal lives to amass wealth. Now, Donald Trump, everybody knows his background. Everybody knows that, you know, whether you love him, whether you hate him, it doesn't really matter. He has a very significant background in the real estate sector. You know, he builds properties. He's a builder. He owns residential apartment communities. He owns other forms of commercial real estate. I mean, you know, he's known for his Trump hotels. Yeah. You know, he's got his hands in a lot of different assets and a lot of different investment vehicles. I mean, some of you probably, you know him from his time when he was on The Apprentice. You know, he gets money from that. He gets income from that television show. I mean, that's just another thing that he did to generate income for himself and for his family. You know, Joe Biden, he's really not too different. You know, he is doing things to invest on behalf of himself and his family to grow their wealth. I mean, let's be absolutely clear about it. Now, Joe Biden does not have the wealth that Donald Trump has. I mean, it's, you know, you'd have to be a rock to not understand that. But Joe Biden does pretty well for himself. He does. I mean, I'm looking at, is this a New York Times? Yeah, this is the New York Times again. I don't know why I'm on the New York Times website all day today, but apparently I am. And back in 2019, one of the things that the New York Times did was they published what the candidates, and at that time it was primarily the Democratic candidates, what their adjusted gross incomes were and what their effective tax rates are. Now, based on that, before I talk about Joe Biden, let's go back to Trump. Based on the fact that he paid, what, $750 in federal taxes, I would say that his effective tax rate is like 0.000000, add a bunch more zeros and then put a one at the end. Okay. So essentially, he really didn't pay any taxes, right? Especially if he got that giant refund. Now, Joe Biden, on the other hand, his adjusted gross income that he reported in 2019, and I believe that was for the 2018 tax year, was $4.5 million. Okay, so Joe Biden has some good streams of income. But one of the things that the New York Times went on to publish was the effective tax rate for Joe Biden. And it came in at 33%, meaning that Joe Biden, in my opinion, is not taking advantage of all the things that real estate could provide to him to help affect that tax rate. You know, Senator Harris, they published her information too, because remember, she was running for president at one time, and her adjusted gross income came in at just under $1.9 million. And her effective tax rate, probably because she's from California and California has the highest tax rate in the country, her effective tax rate was 37%. So what does all this have to do with today's show? Well, it has a lot to do with today's show, because what it points out is that we have candidates And I don't have any information on Mike Pence. I'm sorry. I failed to look that up. I figured Trump's a bigger gorilla in the room. Would just look at him. And essentially, we have some very wealthy people running for office. We do. I mean, if you look at all the people in Congress, there are some very wealthy people in Congress. There are some very wealthy people that run our country. And a lot of those wealthy people are invested in all types of different income producing assets. Now, clearly Trump is in the real estate side. Biden and Harris, probably not so much. Now, I'm not saying they don't own real estate holdings. I'm not saying that at all, because I don't know. I absolutely don't know. But I think it's important to understand that when it comes to real estate investing, the laws of this country allow us, as citizens of this country, to take advantage of the provisions in the tax code that are made available to us. And those provisions are specifically written into the tax code because our legislators want to stimulate a certain type of behavior. Yeah, I mean, it trust me, this goes really, really deep. And I'll try and get into a little bit of that on today's show. But, you know, when you take a step back and you look at the fact that you and I, and probably most of you out there, don't have the type of holdings that Donald Trump has. I certainly don't. But I'll tell you what, it's because of the tax laws that are out there that are creating benefits for me and for you with regards to real estate investing. Things like depreciation, things like appreciation, things like, well, the appreciation's got nothing to do with the tax code. But when we get back from the break, I'm going to go back to this article and continue to blow your mind.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So on today's show, we're trying to, well, I'm trying to focus on what Donald Trump has done in order to essentially eliminate paying federal taxes. Yeah, I mean, it was a subject of the debate last night, the vice presidential debate. Senator Harris brought up the New York Times article saying he only paid $750. Yeah, and, you know, to be honest with you, it kind of makes you scratch your head and go, how can somebody with such a vast fortune, I mean, come on, Donald Trump, he's worth more than a couple of bucks, right? And, you know, you have to sit back and you have to realize, well, what does he invest in? What does he do? And the majority of what he does has to do with real estate. And real estate has a very, very good ability to help you avoid taxes. And it's all legal. It's all completely legal. It's all based on IRS code. And that IRS code is legislated by the Congress, approved by the Congress, then it's eventually sent to the president. The president either signs it or vetoes it. And in most cases, the tax code gets adjusted over time. Now, there's some folks out there that would say, well, you know, Donald Trump, he's manipulating the tax code for his benefit as he's been president. Well, I don't think that's the case. I mean, after all, you've got how many members of Congress that actually are the people responsible for writing all of this legislation? And then you've got 50 senators that also have to weigh in, 100 senators. There's two per state. My brain just went dead there. So you got 100 senators that also have to weigh in, and they have to agree or disagree. And then once the Congress gets done doing whatever they do and they pass it, it ultimately gets to the president, who really only has the ability to say, yes, I agree, or no, I don't agree. And if he doesn't agree, he sends it back. And then Congress has to do what they have to do. So, you know, has Trump approved things in his term that maybe had a benefit for him? Yeah, there's a possibility of that, but that's not what I want to get into. What I want to get into is I want to get into what he has done to help avoid paying taxes legally. You know, President Trump has publicly said that he has paid millions of dollars in taxes. He has said that. And the primary sources of those taxes that he pays are in the form of property taxes and payroll taxes. He owns a lot of property, and that property has a responsibility to the local community or state to pay taxes, and he pays those taxes. He also has, well, a pretty big organization. And that organization employs a lot of people, and there are payroll taxes that are associated with the fact that he has people on the payroll. And at the same time, he has been candid in admitting that he's used things like tax credits, deductions, and real estate depreciation to offset his income. For example, the Trump Organization received $40 million in federal historic tax credits for its 2014 $200 million renovation of the old post office in Washington, D.C., which is just down the street from the White House, to turn it into the 272-room Trump International Hotel on Pennsylvania Avenue. It's all legal. It is all legal. Let me be very, very clear. The ability for residential and commercial real estate owners to substantially reduce or even fully negate their federal income taxes is not an unusual event. The reality is this, that investors frequently use operating expenses, mortgage interest deductions, and depreciation to offset rental income, as well as any applicable tax credits to further lower their tax obligations. There's a gentleman by the name of Thomas D. O'Rourke, who is a partner at a firm called Haskell & White LLP. They're a public accounting and advisory firm based in Irvine, California. And he's quoted as saying this. He said, "The tax code is a very complex set of rules, and there are court cases that could fill up a building with all of the paperwork. However, when you break it down to a very simple approach to a real estate investor who could have massive amounts of depreciation and leverage, that is the real estate dream. Tax-deferred consequences with current cash flow, and then when you die, there is a step up in the tax basis of the value when the asset transfers to your heirs." Yeah, I didn't make that up. That's what Thomas O'Rourke published. That's what he said. And he is citing tax law. Yeah, it's just the way it is. You know, residential and commercial real estate investors who use deductions to offset taxable income is a common practice. I mentioned it earlier in the show. I do it. Everybody I know at Lifestyles Unlimited does it. Everybody that I know outside of Lifestyles Unlimited that invests in real estate, they do it too. And O'Rourke goes on to say this. He says, He says, "My focus is primarily on privately held real estate companies, their owners and families that own them, and it is standard practice to have a structure that provides these benefits. You know, he's talking about people like me. He's talking about people like you. He's talking about the people that I know at Lifestyles Unlimited that have created what is called the home office. And the home office is essentially a concept where your responsibility as the asset manager for your family is to manage all of the assets held by your family. And one of the things that you must do as a successful real estate investor is to surround yourself with very knowledgeable people that can advise you on the path that you're following, that can give you insight into what the law allows and what the law doesn't allow. I'll be the first to tell you, you need to have a highly competent CPA and a highly competent attorney, or maybe more than one attorney on your team. And these people need to be not generalists. They need to be focused on the business of real estate. They have to understand the mechanisms, because these are the people that are going to advise you on the path that you're taking and advise you if you're walking into a danger zone or if you're on a clear path of approach. It is very important. You know, in comparison, a home builder or somebody who flips houses doesn't have the same tax advantages as they are viewed by the IRS as what are called dealers. But real estate investors who are invested in private partnerships or structures, they get a lot of flexibility to get allocations that are tax beneficial. You know, O'Rourke went on to say this. He says, and he's saying this, it's not me. He says this, it's not cheating. It's just the law. So why not take advantage of all the things the law provides for you? We'll be back right after this.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money. We'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So, a couple of things I want to point out with regards to the presidential candidates. Joe Biden has made a lot of money. He has. I mean, he is not a pauper by any stretch of the imagination. According to the New York Times, in 2017, he and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, had an adjusted gross income of $11 million. In 2018, that adjusted gross income reduced, but it was still $4.6 million. And when you look at what the Bidens have done to generate income and to establish wealth, the New York Times says very clearly that the majority of their income comes from book payments and speaking engagements. That's what they do to earn money. Now, in contrast, Donald Trump, who, based on a Google search I just did at the break, came back and said he's worth like $2.5 billion with a B. So that's that's a little bit more than I'm worth. He is investing in real estate. The majority of his holdings come from real estate. Now, he gets income streams from all types of different sources. I mean, this guy's got his hands in a lot of things, and that's just the way it is. But at the end of the day, taking advantage of the tax code to reduce or avoid taxes is certainly not a unique strategy to President Trump. It's not. You know, real estate offers opportunities for some very unique tax breaks. And those tax breaks are available to people like you and I. A. Yanni Miller, who is the co-founder of a commercial real estate financing firm called Quick Liquidity, says this: owning residential and commercial real estate is one of the greatest vehicles to not only build wealth, but also to shelter it from taxes. With things such as depreciation, cost segregation, mortgage deductibility, 1031 exchanges, and opportunity zones, there are a ton of completely legal ways a real estate investor can make money in real estate while still showing a tax loss. You know, the article that I was citing in the National Real Estate Investor, written by Beth Matheson Teague. I'm sorry, Beth. I didn't mean to do that to you. That was not my intention. She goes on to say, state this. She says, tax legislation implemented following the Great Recession that impacted us from, 2008 to 2009, created some additional tax breaks for investors who suffered losses during the downturn. One of the spigots that opened in 2010 was that provisions regarding net operating losses extended the carryback on losses from 2 years to 5 years. And it was likely that change that opened the door for President Trump to claim additional tax losses that contributed to his securing a multi-million dollar refund in 2010. However, the refund also means that Trump had to have paid a significant amount of taxes at some point in order to be able to claim that level of refund. That's what Beth says. And she goes on to say this. She says, additionally, the Tax Cuts and Job Act, which took effect in 2018, eliminated what had been a 20-year limit on the ability to carry losses forward unlimited in each year, in use each year, I should say. In other words, a taxpayer could continue carrying accrued losses forward indefinitely. However, losses created after tax reforms went into effect on January 1st of 2018 were limited to 80% of taxable income in any given tax year. So losses could be used to reduce taxes owed, but not completely, as was the general rule prior to the enactment of the law. Now, the CARES Act, which was passed earlier this year, suspended the 80% limit on taxable income limits on losses. Yeah, I know. I'm reading this stuff and my mind's turning into a soup sandwich too. Let me restate that. The CARES Act passed earlier this year suspended the 80% limit on taxable income limit on loss very forwards. Oh, I know. For 3 years, and also allows taxpayers to carry back losses from 2018, 2019, and 2020 for 5 years. Folks, it's the law. It's written into the law. These are legal, allowable things that people like you and I are able to do. You know, the picture the New York Times investigation paints of a man, i.e. Donald Trump, who never pays taxes because of all these big losses creates a public impression that real estate is just some type of big tax shelter scam. And I'm here to tell you, that is not the case. That is absolutely not the case. And don't take it from me. Take it from this guy by the name of Stephen Phillips of Phillips Golden LLP, which is an Austin, Texas-based law firm that specializes in tax and commercial real estate law. Phillips says that President Trump has built a team of very capable tax attorneys and advisors. Remember I told you need to build the team? Well, Trump's done that. Who rendered opinions that the tax provisions he utilized should withstand IRS scrutiny. Phillips also said the following. He said, the other thing to keep in mind is that we are looking at anecdotal news reports on what, as tax attorneys, we know to be very complex tax provisions, particularly at the edges. That makes any analysis of exactly what transpired somewhat of a fool's errand. That's what Steve Phillips said. You know, unfortunately, another part of the picture that's impossible to discern without further documentation is assessing how much of President Trump's income and offsets have come from real estate compared to his other streams of income in recent years, which has primarily come in the form of licensing deals and fees and his stint as a host of the game show The Apprentice. President Trump is also not the first wealthy investor to have run for president, but most others have reported paying higher income tax rates. For example, Senator Mitt Romney of Utah, when he ran for president in 2011, he released his returns and it showed that he paid an effective tax rate of 14.1%. And I recall him getting all kinds of flack over that. But at the end of the day, it's in the law. It is permissible for us as real estate investors to take full advantage of what the law provides to us. And there is an underlying current of desire on behalf of the leadership of this country. When I say the leadership, it's not just the president and the vice president. It is also the Congress that choose to make certain elections, certain provisions in the law, because they're trying to stimulate a certain type of behavior from us as the constituents to do certain things that will help bolster and stimulate the economy. I mean, I'll be the first to tell you, if you took away all of the tax benefits that are available to you and to I as real estate investors, would that absolutely kill real estate investing for us? Yeah, probably not. But it would have a significant impact on our returns. And if they start messing around with the tax code with regards to real estate, it could have a negative effect. Now, I'm not trying to, you know, say that that's what's going on in Congress and that's what's going on in the country, because that is not what is going on. What we have is a lot of political theater. We have two people running for president, and they're going to take as many gut shots at each other as possible to try and put their own selves in the best light possible so that they can garner a vote from you. And keep in mind, whoever wins this election will have the ability to influence the future for us. And I did a show a little while back, and you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com, go to the radio tab, and you can find the show where I brought on an expert who analyzed the differences between the Trump tax plan and the Biden tax plan. And just to sum that up for you, if Biden gets elected, it may have some negative context when it comes to future taxes that will impact you and I. And that's just the way it is. Hey, I want to say thank you very much for putting up with me today. I know I hit you with a lot of detailed information, but I think you need to know what's going on out there. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.